this is the New Age Party of B-Boy.
This is Chris Martian.
I am Danny Danger.
Hey guys, DW Anderson.
I am the purchaser of New Cosmo.
Hey wrestling fans, this is Tracy Smothers.
This is Mr. Wrestling, and you're listening to the Golden Combat Wrestling Show.
This is the Combat Zone Wrestling owner, hilarious DJ Hodge.
This is Rob Van Dam.
Wrestling fans, this is Indy Superstar Cage. Dave Meltzer.
Yo, what's up? This is Eddie Kingston, last of the Dying Breed, and you're listening to the Golden Combat Wrestling Radio Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Golden Cravat Wrestling Radio Show here live on blogtalkradio.com/NDB Media 2, because two is better than one. I am your host, as always, the one and only Eric Williams. I'm usually joined by also the one and only Lola Diaz. However, she is under the weather tonight. She will not be able to join us. And like I always say, sometimes, and it's, you know, it's a wrestling term, and I'm going to say it, sometimes you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it's a wrestling show. This is a wrestling radio show. Sometimes you never know what's going to happen. Just like your typical wrestling show, you know, get your surprises here and there. Tonight, it's going to be a surprise-filled show. As sometimes I don't even know what's going on until, like, 2 minutes before the show, where I'm, like, checking in with people, and I get surprises, too, which, you know, I enjoy getting surprised sometimes. I do this every week, but... I don't do this every week. We just started on NDB Media. I want to thank the good old folks here at NDB Media for hosting the show. We used to be over at blogtalkradio.com/theGCWS. Yeah, out of my own pocket. But we're over here at the NDB Media, and thanks again, Roger and the guys for hosting the show. And, it's been almost 5 years, like I said, it's been one hell of a ride, and it's going to keep going. And like I said last week, this is only the beginning. Like I said, I've been a big wrestling fan since I was born, and, 27 years old. So, I don't know why I'm quoting too much about myself. People in the chat room are probably snoring over there, but it is what it is. Tonight on the show, we were originally supposed to have New Age Punisher Boy on the show. However, due to circumstances beyond his control, he is not able to be on the show. We do hope that we can reschedule that very shortly for a possible. I can't say next week because I have next week planned up, but for the future, and we'll let you guys know when that's going to happen when we do. But I do have some surprises. We are going to have a representative from Combat Zone Wrestling on the show. Last week we had Nate Stein, and I contacted Nate Stein, and I don't know if this is going to be Nate Stein on the phone, but maybe this is one of our surprises. But is this one of the representatives from Combat Zone Wrestling on the phone with me?
This is the only representative from Combat Zone Wrestling you'll ever need. It's Maven Bentley, the vice president. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I think a certain individual that, if you heard the intro, or you did hear the intro, a certain person would not be too happy with that statement.
Yeah, well, he might own the company, but he doesn't have a wrestling license. He doesn't have an insurance waiver. He can't do the show without me.
It's great to have you on the show. What was that?
Said I'm the only guy on the roster you can't fire.
Good thing, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's your thing, you know? Keeps you in business. But I know we talked on the phone briefly a few years ago. I wanted to bring you on the show, I want to say back in 2011, I want to say. And it never happened. And, you know, thank everybody is talking over there. It finally does happen. We get to talk about a company that, you know, we all love and, you know, we care a lot about, and that's Combat Zone. And I've been a fan of, I've been a fan of CZW since 2003 and, Die Hard. And, you know, so it's good to have somebody on that cares a lot about the company, you know, like myself.
Incidentally, 2003 is when I started with Combat Zone.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. So when the, was it those three?
Yeah.
Was it?
I made my debut on in ring 2004, but I was with the company 2003.
Okay. Well, you know better than I do, so. I'm not a historian like, sometimes I claim to be, but it is what it is. You guys I'm going to applaud you guys for the recent success you guys have been putting up. I'm not trying to jinx it or anything, but I really think that the Combat Zone has really put some people, some of the naysayers and some of the haters, they kind of, you know, made them put their foot in the mouth, because some people were saying, I'll say whatever. I don't sugarcoat things. I say things how they're supposed to be. A lot of people were doubting CZW. I think I even said this last week to Nate. I told him a lot of people were down on CZW. A lot of people were saying, "Oh well, they're not drawing. They're not doing this. They're not, you know, they left Philadelphia. What are they going to do now? They're in Voorhees. This is not going to last. Go back to the arena." And honestly, I'm going to say this, but I shut up a lot of people. I mean, you guys have been shutting up. You guys have been running consistent shows. I mean, running shows overseas, that's huge. What other indie company does that? But I'm telling you all this stuff that you already know. So, but I'm just trying to.
There is one other indie company that runs overseas, and they're called TNA.
Okay. That's an indie company. All right.
I read my friends at TNA. They're good guys.
Well, you know, like I said, last week we previewed the CZW 15-year anniversary show, and I got a chance to actually get it off of CZW IPPV.com next day, however, because I had to work. Brilliant show, brilliant. Everything on the show, I can't really – actually, you know, was just reading over some notes, and because I was going to talk about it this week's show. But I can't say that there was a bad match on that show. And I'm not just saying because you're on. It's a fact. You know, there wasn't a bad match. Like, AJ Styles returning to the Combat Zone after a lengthy absence –
mm-hmm.
And he put on a very good match with Drew Gulak.
No, I agree. I mean, and I also think it speaks to Drew Gulak as our world champion that he was able to hang with AJ Styles. I mean, obviously the ending of that match for fans who saw it was not what some fans would have wanted. You know, Drew and his campaign being a little underhanded there to help Drew retain the title. But, I have to admit, Drew Gulak is really, although he and I don't see eye to eye philosophically on wrestling, he really is one of the world's greatest professional wrestlers. Amazing young talent.
Right, and I remember, a lot of people were saying, you know, going into this match that it was a big deal for Drew. And even though being the CZW World Champion, anytime you can put your anytime you can go up against somebody who's a bigger star or a bigger name than you, you get that opportunity to pretty much prove yourself. I mean, I don't think he needs to prove himself because I think he's, you know, one of the most underrated technical wrestlers out there. But anytime you can go against somebody who's been there, done that, and pretty much go with them in the ring, that's saying something.
I think it's true of both of them. I think you're correct about Drew. It does show people that Drew can hang with anyone. I think it also reminds fans of, for AJ's sake, that he can hang with a guy like Drew Gulak. I mean, you know, being on TV every week might, you know, make you a bigger star, quote unquote, but a lot of guys don't get to perform at the level that we perform at Combat Zone Wrestling. I mean, our guys go out 100% every night. You know, they're not worried about what the sponsor's going to think if they get hurt. You know, they don't have to worry about, you know, a free pebbles box or something dumb like that. They just go and give 100%. So to see AJ come and, you know, be able to give that back to us was really great, too.
Right, right.
Are you laughing at free pebbles? Did I hear a laugh?
What was that?
Did I just hear you laugh at free pebbles? It's a very good cereal.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Sorry.
Okay, all right. Never mind. The joke is old now. Go on to your next topic.
I was like, wait, what did he say? It just sounded like, I don't know. But, now, getting off, you know, like, I can't, and I was telling a bunch of people today, and I have to keep saying it. I just think that this CZW, and it's no shot at any means to anybody in the old school, but it certainly feels like, well, not so much. I mean, I feel it, but a lot of people are saying, well, yeah, and no. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of mixed reaction, but it really does feel that everybody is trying to bust their ass for the better of the company. You know, where some feds guys just go out there and they'll do the bare minimum. Let's be completely honest. That happens, okay? I've been at numerous amount of indie shows where I can definitely see that. And me being a fan, you can be like, well, that guy's, you know, he doesn't care, you know. And it's happening. And I'm telling you right now, back in the day when CZW was hot, everybody was busting their ass. And it's starting to come around to that same feeling that everybody is busting their ass and we have something special here.
Oh, I definitely agree. I think everyone in the locker room wants to be there. Like you say, we're the only indie company that tours the world. You know, we're one of the few indie companies that actually tours America. And, you know, people who get on the roster know they have to fight to keep their roster spot. You know, one of the things that DJ always says, and he's right, is that, you know, if you don't want to be here, there are 10 guys waiting to take your spot. We get at least 35 emails a day, you know, unsolicited from people saying, hey, can I work in CZW? I'll come work for free if you just give me a chance. So, you know, everyone on that roster really wants the company to do well, and they really want to prove that we are the best professional wrestling that the world has to offer.
Right, right.
Going off of
some others of the other matches that happened, incredible four-way with, well, A.R. Fox, Drake Younger, mm-hmm. Chris Dickinson, and, well, it was supposed to be Biff Busick, but due to injury, it ended up being Black G's. And I mean, I'm not trying to give any spoilers out to people who haven't watched it. Go buy it over at CZW iPay-per-view. Yeah, IPPV.com, and buy it over there. But some words were said between the boss and G's, and that pretty much he pretty much put himself in the match, and honestly, that match was fantastic.
All four of those guys are amazing talents, and I mean, anyone who's watched Combat Zone Wrestling for some time knows me and G's have a long history. You know, we've been friends,
right,
we've been enemies, we've been back and forth. And again, you know, for the last year or two, me and G's haven't always seen eye to eye, but the one thing I'll give him is he always speaks his mind, and he's not scared to stand up to management. So when DJ went out there and did all the goofiness that he did, Jesus was very happy to come out and just stop that long, boring, you know, rant of DJ Hyde about how he's the greatest thing from Zandig and all that nonsense he was saying. So yeah, great match. And for fans with no G's, this is kind of a new G's. You know, he's kind of like a,
right.
stepping up to be the conscience of the combat zone. Keep being
right.
honest.
And honestly, G's has been on this show a handful of times, and honestly, it's always straight talk with, you know, it always, you know, he doesn't hold any punches. He's always straight up. I think this is the show. I think this is this show was the first time he ever talked about the chicken nugget incident with DJ. And that happened 2010, you know. And
that
I think
happened
that was
yesterday.
The show.
You think it happened 2010. That happened yesterday again.
Well, I'm just saying, but yeah, when he
your
said it, you know.
Wait till McRib comes back, it's even worse.
Oh, man. But I got, like, you know, and that match was fantastic, and, you know, we get to see a really good CZW World title match in March. For those who have seen it, it's going to be Drew Gulak versus Aaron Fox.
That should be a great match. I mean, you've got two different styles there. I mean, Aaron Fox is going to try to keep it, you know, flying all around, and Drew's going to try to ground him and get that Gulak or that ankle lock, that laced ankle lock he likes. I mean, I'm very excited for that match. You know, not just as someone who works in the company, but just to see it as a fan. I really want to see how those two, you know, I want to see who gets the upper hand and who's going to make the other adapt to his style first. That's really the kind of the key of that match to me.
Right. Is that a first time ever, by the way?
It's the first time ever for a major championship.
Okay. I wasn't sure if they wrestled before, but that's you know, the answer. Yeah, I'm looking for. But another turn of events, if the Beaver Boys wrestled Azrael and Alex Colon, CZW World Tag Team title match. The Beaver Boys are really putting on really good matches every time they've been out there. Alex Colon has pretty much stepped up his game, and Azrael has really, you know, also has done the same. But interesting turn of events with Azrael and Alex Colon.
Yeah, apparently Murderers Row, formerly Four Loko, are just not seeing eye to eye. I mean, you know, it's been evident that the fact that Bandito's not there. You know, I mean, it's been evident that something's been going on amongst those men and the one lady. And apparently Azrael had enough and just decided to take it out on the back of Alex Colon's head. So,
right.
I would venture, I'm not a betting man, but if I were, I'd be willing to wager that you're not going to see them as a team in the future. Just saying. You know, you step on my head, I kind of call it quits. Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I was even surprised that it came out of nowhere. Like, they have really, you know, and I think they even said on commentary that there was really no sign of, you know, any type of disagreements with them, with the two of them. So kind of surprised, you know, it was a surprise, you know.
But, again, I think that it's probably stuff that, you know, they didn't show in front of the cameras for the fans. I think it's stuff that was brewing backstage. You know, I mean, I've seen Alex backstage, and, you know, ever since he won Best of the Best, he's had an ego. And I'm guessing that, you know, Bandito and Azrael didn't care for it. And, you know, it is what it is. You know,
yeah, I don't want to stir the pot here, but do you think it's a case of jealousy over,
it could be.
You know, Colon when won Best of Best last year?
Mm-hmm. Was the Wire champion until a few months ago. I mean, it could be jealousy. It could just be, you know, I don't know your relationship with your friends, but every now and then, you know, you have a close friend who gets a little success and he starts acting like a jerk, or like, I don't know if you ever have a friend that gets an insanely hot girlfriend that he doesn't deserve, and all day all he can do is talk about his girlfriend and just ticks you off. I kind of think that's what's
right.
happening with Murderers Row. Alex was backstage, you know. I mean, every time he would come shake my hand in the locker room. Hey, Maven, it's me, Wire Champ. Hey, Maven, it's me, best of the best one. I'm like, dude, I know you. I was here before you. I know who you are. You know, if he's doing that to me, he's got to be ticking those guys off. And I think that little bit of miscommunication at the end of the match, you know, those two guys, just, I guess Azrael just had enough, you know. What can you do?
Right, right. Another match that I kind of like skipped completely over. I should have brought this up earlier. So I kind of, I'm kind of out of order here with the matches. But Caleb Konley and Pepper Parks. I'm going to say this, but I think that Caleb Konley is quite possibly one of the best things going on the independent circuit, bar none. I mean, the guy is probably one of my favorite wrestlers right now. I mean, the guy is just, I don't know, he came out of nowhere. I mean, I've heard of him before, but, I mean, last year at Best of the Best, he killed it. I mean, this guy is, you know.
The kid has all the talent.
I can see him winning Best of the Best. I'll put it out there. I can see him winning Best of the Best.
Well, I think he has all the tools to. I mean, again, it's yet to be seen, but the kid has all the talent in the world. I mean, he's one of these guys that I think you put it best. He kind of came out of nowhere, you know. We had seen him a couple places and were interested in him. We made an overture towards him, and he came to the Combat Zone. And, I mean, he hasn't been here for a couple months just due to some scheduling conflicts and, you know, some injury issues and stuff. But when he was back last month, I mean, the kid was amazing, defeated Pepper. And I agree. He has everything it takes to be best of the best if he wants. I mean, I'm kind of interested to see what's going to happen with him and Alexander James. You know, for fans that didn't see it, Alexander Jones made an appearance at the end of that match, you know, calling himself the honorary junior champion. I don't know what that means. It's like, I guess I'm the honorary, you know, MMA champion of CZW. I don't know what honorary championship means, but, you know, I'm interested to see what happens between those guys. But you're right. Caleb, he's an amazing kid. I mean, great performer.
And the
great
look.
Athlete.
And the look. I mean, he could be a star. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a rock star. I mean, he's got, you know, the dyed hair. He's, you know, spent some time in the gym. You know, I mean, from what I've heard, I'm not throwing anything out there. I haven't seen anything. I'm not telling you about this man's personal life. But from what I've heard, just watching him go through the ring, the ladies react to him very well. Some of the guys, for reasons of their liking, but, you know, whatever. So, the kid is tough.
So, guys, hide your girlfriends is what Maven's not saying.
Yeah, yeah. And boys hide your boyfriends in some cases. I don't know. I mean, hey.
Oh, we're not insinuating anything here, okay?
Well, I'm not about him. I don't think he does that, but I'm just saying. I mean, he's an attractive young man. People like him. What can I say?
Speaking of attractive...
attractive young man.
The one and only Greg Excellent.
I knew that was coming. I love it. I think Greg Excellent and Joey Ryan had the official most chest hair in one match of the year. I'm not sure, but I think it's official that match had more chest hair than any other match between two single competitors.
Would you give them 5 stars? on the case of chest hair, would you give them 5 stars?
I tend not to judge chest hair. I don't have hair on my head, so I'm not going to talk about anyone else's hair anywhere. But I'm just saying they have a lot of hair. I mean, I'll leave the chest hair judging to someone like yourself, but I will say that the two of them have a lot of chest hair. And I saw a little more of Greg Excellent than I wanted to see in that match, but hey, they had fun.
Right. Right. yeah, and the lollipop saw some action, too. So.
Hey, you know, Cherry Bomb wasn't there. Somebody had to, you know, he had to share a lollipop with somebody.
And, you know, I think that sums up that match. the next match that happened was, even Nate Simon said this, the new, he calls him the new Matt Tremont because he's a totally new person, took on Devin Moore.
Yeah, and I think that's a good way to put it, the new Matt Tremont. I mean, I remember meeting Tremont some years ago at the arena, and you know, he ran in and powerbombed Pinky Sanchez, and all he ever wanted to do was to basically be Nick Gage, be the man the fans loved. And, you know, a couple months ago, he just flipped out. I don't know what's on his mind. For some reason, he has this grudge with the Nation of Intoxication, and You know, he had a chance to beat one of them, and, you know, he couldn't take the championship away from Devin Moore. Devin Moore, you know, an amazing athlete. I mean, been wrestling, what, 15 years now, something like that? I mean, Devin's an amazing champion.
He's been everywhere.
Yeah, but I mean, but Matt Tremont is just, I can't call what's going on in Matt Tremont's head. It's weird because, you know, I've seen Matt for years, and I think back to the last KJF, he was like the most popular guy in the company. All the guys in the back liked him, the fans loved him, you know, and now he's just, like, he's angry at everybody about everything. It's, I don't get it.
Right. Another match, and it was the females, or the ladies,
with
Kimberly
I
and Christina Monnieri. Not Christina Monnieri. Candice LeRae. Why did I say Christina Monnieri?
Because LeRae was originally going to be in the match, but he got switched up, and Candice LeRae wrestled, no chest hair on her. Wrestled Kimberly, no chest hair on her either. He's not that I checked. Just, I don't want to hear my boyfriend getting mad at me. I'm just pointing that out. You know, we talked about great.
Hey, wait, you're the most powerful man in wrestling. I mean, come on.
I'm a respectful man.
You're ironclad. Come on.
Yeah, but I'm respectful. Come on. What kind of guy is going to do that? I have an answer for that, but I don't want to mention it on air. I know what kind of guy would try that, but not me. No, I have respect for him. But I will honestly say, I mean, all jokes aside, Kimberly and Candice both amazing athletes, and that was one hell of a ladies' match. I mean, one of the things I ought to say that I'm personally proud of in combat and wrestling is that our ladies, our bombshells, are not just there to be pretty faces. I mean, they are all pretty, but, I mean, amazing athletes. They can put on great wrestling matches. And
right.
No chest thrown on anyone. Good thing.
Also, speaking of, like I was talking earlier about guys that have just really, you know, put on great matches, and you know, it makes me feel that they want to be there. There was a four-way tag, and every single one of them in that match have really, really, you know, made me feel that way. First, you have OI4K, tremendous tag team. And you also had, in that match, the Nation of Intoxication, the front, and Juicy Star last week, but it was David Star
product.
And JK ended up last week with that name. I don't know why, what I was thinking, but David Star has been, you know, pretty much another one. Like we talked about Caleb, but came out of nowhere. I mean, I've seen him before locally around here in Allentown, but and I even told people that he was going to be, you know, somewhat, yeah, being somewhat good in 2-3 years. But that was, you know, pretty much jumped right up on the scene, you know, right after I said that. So, I mean, like I said, I mean, CZW, it's where it's at. And, you know, I think you said earlier, but, you know, other people have said that in the past. So, really, you know, it's not like a new concept.
Yeah. The kid is amazing. I mean, you talk about David Starr. I mean, to me, he's the next Adam Cole. He's the next guy to break out and become, you know, the next big guy. I mean, all of the guys in that matchup are amazing athletes, and all of them could break out and be the next big star. I mean, I feel like OI4K are already on that verge. But I think that David Starr is going to be the guy that no one saw coming. You know, I mean, he's only, what, 2 years in the wrestling business, and, you know.
Right, 100 matches. I think he posted something online he had 100, it was 100 matches or something.
Yeah, the 15th anniversary show was his 100th match as a professional wrestler. I remember I was there for his first match. I'm friends with his trainer, and I you know, watched his first match, and I remember saying, hey, the kid's got something. And, you know, after he trained a little more, we thought he might be ready for a chance in the combat zone. We gave him a tryout, and he did well. And, I mean, obviously,
right.
JT done the same thing. JT came through, and actually, his tryout was against David Starr, and the two of them beat the crap out of each other, and I guess he bonded over it. I guess they respected each other and became a tag team. But the men in that match, I mean, just amazing talents. I mean, you got to give up to Sozio, too. Sozio's been with Combat Zone Wrestling for years, and, you know, I mean, really just kind of taking over this year. And Ace Devon, for that matter, too. Ace has been in and out of the Combat Zone for years.
Oh, yeah, he's been, well, I mean, I remember him doing, he's basically, I mean, I used to have tapes upon tapes. I mean, I still do, but I have no idea where they're at. But I remember they used to be like, Ace used to be like, Ace, look on commentary. And I'd be like, who's this guy? Like, I've never even seen this guy wrestle. And this is like, a few years ago. I mean, not a few years ago. I'm talking like 2005, 2006.
Oh, yeah. Ace has been around for a while. I feel like Ace's first match was actually on Showdown at Brown.
I was just about to say that. I think I was at that tape earlier, and I was kind of like, I was like, damn, I haven't watched this in years. Like, I think I bought it. And I think,
well, thank
I think
you.
I was
we
like,
appreciate your money.
Yeah, of course. You know. But I remember, like, hearing about the show, and then, like, I mean, I was just like, okay. And I think I don't even think I watched it. I think I was going to watch it, and then I still haven't watched it. It's like one of the only tapes I haven't watched, but it's like sitting here.
Watch the main event. The main event's worth your money. It's a fun show. It's definitely different than a lot of other Combat Zone shows. That was a charity show, and it was a fun show. The main event's really fun.
Right. Now, we talked a little bit about March, but I got to bring up the whole in April. The huge wrestling weekend that isn't WrestleMania, and it's WrestleCon.
Never heard of that show. What show's going on?
No. But, WrestleMania, you know?
No, never heard of it. Heard of WrestleCon. Never heard of that WrestleMania thing.
Well, WrestleMania is where, you know, where those minor leaguers, they wrestle there.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, all minor league. I'm Googling it now, and it seems that Dean Ambrose is on it, so I like it now. Okay, sorry.
Dean Ambrose, how do you know him?
The guy once asked me to fight Batista, so it took me 4 years, but I had made it happen. Batista's back.
Why didn't you challenge him to an MMA fight? I mean, I don't understand it. Like,
Batista? Batista's the one in Maven Bentley. I'll put that on record.
You're going to see that all over you're going to see that all over the third sheet tomorrow. People are going to be like, hey, this just been
Batista's paying attention to Maven Bentley challenging him. I think Batista's done with MMA, and I'm not saying that to insult him. I'm saying it because he's, you know, worried about becoming WWE world champion. But hey, Batista, if you want a piece of me, charity show. I'll do it for charity, no problem.
You could probably
on the 5th in April. In fact, here it is. 5th, April 5th. You know where I'll be? We'll be in the same town, Batista. Come on down.
Man, he's not going to be able to get. He's not going to be able to get to Mania. I mean, that guy might tear a quad. Might do something. I don't know. I'll say it again, but and I'm probably going to get heat out of the chat room from a certain person that we'll keep anonymous. But I mean, him in those tight ass jeans. You know, you got to get hurt sometime wearing those tight ass jeans. I don't know when tight-ass jeans were going to be were popular on big people. That doesn't make sense.
I don't understand tight jeans on little people, but I'm an old guy. When I grew up, it was cool to have really baggy clothes, so I don't understand the tight jean thing.
I don't want to see baggy-ass pants where you see your ass, you know, the whole full moon. But, you know, the clothes got to feel comfortable. You can't just wear some... the jeans that feel like all your blood is coming to your, is running to your head, you know? I've never understood that, but...
all I know is that this show is taking a turn for the worse. We're now discussing men's fashion. I'm sorry to all of us who are supposed to be talking about wrestling. We can talk about chest hair, we can talk about tight jeans. I think your show is taking a turn for the worse, and I blame myself. I apologize.
So let's quickly talk a little bit about WrestleCon. One of the matches announced... for that match is going to be Kevin Steen taking on one of the guys that I've another guy that I've really enjoyed over the years, Masato Tanaka.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a fun match. I mean, to me, it's one of those kind of like, for lack of a term, dream matches. You know?
Yeah.
I can't say enough about Tanaka. I mean, I'm a fan from way back, and Kevin Steen. I mean. I got to know him a little bit in his run doing Combat Zone, and, you know, he's an amazing talent. It should be a fun, hard-hitting match. I mean, I think I'm hoping Tanaka's going to hit the team really hard. That's kind of what I hope. Not that I want to see Fiend get hurt, but I have to see him sort of not hit people. I'll admit it. He hits the hell out of people. It makes me happy. This is why I actively wrestle, because I tell people the truth, and I don't want to get hit myself. I like watching other people get hit.
Well, maybe at WrestleCon, maybe you go down there, right, and you pay Masato Tanaka to beat up Batista, so you don't got to worry about it. You know.
No. I'm a man of my word, though. I'll challenge the people. We're both.
Okay, so like April 5th. So I'm looking for like a special pay per view. I don't know how that's gonna work. I think we're gonna have to call Vince or something. But
if Dave Batista agrees to fight me and you donate money to charity, I will fight Dave Batista. All right, there you go.
You heard it first here on the Golden Provider Wrestling Radio Show.
What's the worst thing that's gonna happen? I'm not gonna win.
Oh man, like I said, anything else you gotta promote or anything you want to get off your chest before?
Well, there's a lot of things I want to get off my chest, but I probably should just promote the next show. March 8th, before WrestleCon, we got to stop in Voorhees again for High Stakes on March 8th. You mentioned it before, A.R. Fox is now the number one contender to the Combat Zone Wrestling World Heavyweight Championship. He will face Drew Gulak. I'm very excited to see that. There's also a challenge that just went out. Greg Excellent challenged Pepper Parks. Pepper Parks, in return, challenged Greg Excellent back. I don't know why they both have to challenge each other. But hey, I'm not either one of them. So I'm waiting to see if that's going to be accepted and signed finally. But those guys have been getting on each other's nerves for months. And Greg Excellent still actually has Pepper's wife at his house. And I don't know how that works out. But my understanding is that Greg is trying to bulk her up. So I think he has her, like, eating, like, butter all day or something. I don't know. It's too gross from what I hear. But that's the vibe with Pepper. I'd fight like hell to get Cherry Bomb back. I'm not Pepper. I'm not Cherry Bomb back. I'm the same as Cherry Bomb. So
right.
It'd be a great show. You know, I mean, it's the road to best of the best. I'm sure you're going to see all the young guys go out there and really prove they deserve to be in the tournament. I mean, Shane Strickland's already said that, you know, he wants to win best of the best. I know Alex Colon has already won. He wants a chance to get back in. And, I mean, it's going to be a hell of a show. But already announced Gulak versus Fox. I'm really excited for that match. Again, I really want to see, can Drew Gulak ground A.R. Fox? Or will A.R. Fox just literally run circles around Gulak and tire him out, you know, hit that low main pain? So, you know, tickets available on czwrestling.com right now. If you can't make it live, czwipcv.com. So, those are my plugs.
Maybe that show will be the first time I've been to the Voorhees building. I've been to the arena numerous amounts of time, and haven't been to the new spot yet in Jersey, but it's because of work at 4 o'clock in the morning on Sundays. That's the reason behind it.
4 o'clock in the morning. Man, I gotta be up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? And hey, when you gotta drive 2 hours to Jersey, I mean, I'm showing that. Well, hey, it might be a triple threat MMA match in a couple of minutes if.
if you want to, feel free. But
that'll get my 15. That'll get me my 15 minutes of fame. I'll just be like, oh,
if you last 15 minutes, I'll give you $20 myself, man. I want to be 20,000 if you last 15 minutes in a ring with me or Batista.
Oh, man. Good times. Thank you again for filling in. And, you know, like I said, I'd definitely love to have you back on the show. Just, you know, had a lot of fun. So, like I said, I hope I'll see you March 8th.
Definitely. And just kidding. Honestly, come on down. It'd be a great show. You know, we hope all your listeners come down, and thank you for having me. Again, if you can't be there, czwipcv.com. If you want to come live, czwrestling.com, and go to the pro shop.
Definitely will. All right, thank you, Maven.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Have a good night.
All right.
That was Maven Bentley from Combat Zone Wrestling filling in for the one only Nate Stein, and great times. I'm thinking about that. 15 minutes of fame right there with a triple threat MMA fight with Batista and Dave Bentley. Ah. What do y'all think in the chat room? Post your thoughts in the chat room. Should I get in there with Batista? Would y'all like to see that? Greg right now, I would break his leg. That's not even the point. The point is, it's great times with Maven Bentley. oh, man, having a good time. And, like I said, I'll tell you this right now. This is kind of, you know, I'm not going to show you what's going on in the studio. Well, not in the studio. it's a studio, whatever. It's my studio. But when I'm talking, I have this tendency, right, and even when I'm on other shows, like when I'm on the Sports Opinion Show, which is on Fridays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific, I have this tendency to walk around when I'm on the phone. And I don't know why I'm doing that, but I think, and it's just, I just walk around my room. Just walk around. And, I could probably make like 20 laps around during a 10-minute period because I can't stand still. Like when I stand still and I'm talking, it's horrible. Like I hate talking when I'm sitting. Like I'll talk to people on Skype or whatever on Facebook and even typing, not typing, but talking. And some of the stuff I say in my mouth is pretty pointless. Yeah. You didn't know to say where's the pedometer. Well, I mean, if you buy that from me, that'd be perfectly fine. I mean, I need somebody to. Oh, man, I was going to go there, whatever. But I'm just having a good time and looking at some stuff. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Oh, man, I'm going to get a lot of heat for this. I think this should be a surprise. I think this show should be called Surprise Heat because I'm about to get a lot of heat. But tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and, you know, everybody decides to I can't even say it with a straight face. This is my anybody. Tomorrow is tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and I'm gonna say happy whatever, breaking kayfabe, don't care. Hey, I'm gonna wish my girlfriend a happy Valentine's Day right here on the show, right now. So happy Valentine's Day. Anyway, I know we're, what, 2-3 hours? I don't even know, 2 hours until Valentine's Day. But, and I'll probably call it tonight before I go to bed at midnight. But anyway, with that being said, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And they tell me I have to play break. So I'm going to play a couple commercials. I'm going to play a song. Played last week, and I didn't really have an intro last week. So I played this song. But it is in a – the reason I'm playing this song is because I'm a big supporter of Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, American Dragon. I think he's one of the best wrestlers in the world. I enjoy his wrestling so much that I love his old song. And it's Final Countdown by Europe. So I'm going to play a quick commercial break, and keep on chatting in the chat room, and I'm gonna play a commercial because I can. So I'll be right back with more surprises and more wrestling talk and more interesting stuff. I'll be right back.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Every year you assemble your closest friends to prepare for another season in the knockdown, drag-out world of make-believe football. You were born with the one skill every manager needs to play fantasy football. Absolutely no skill playing real football.
Not so good at catching.
Imaginary catches. Imaginary touchdowns. Next up, an imaginary score with an imaginary woman.
Good imagination.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, O Swami of the sidelines. You may come in dead last, but you're always first with us.
Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
we are back here live from blogtalkradio.com /NDDmedia 2, because 2 is better than 1. We just got off the phone with the one and only Maven Bentley, CZW, does it all. You know, according to him, he has the license, so and he's the most powerful man in the business, or in CZW right now. But we had a good time, and the offer still stands. Triple threat MMA match, me versus Batista versus Maven Bentley at WrestleCon. Hey, all you got to do is buy my ticket for WrestleCon, and I'll be there. Anyways, y'all just joined us. Like I said, get in the chat room. Y'all should be in there. Y'all should be in the chat room. I don't understand it. Y'all should be in the chat room chatting away. I say this every week. I do this on a match, so whatever. I'll start doing it on this show too. I don't care. Do my own thing. We got me. We got Let Me Borrow That Top in the chat room. Matt Alvarez and Oh You Didn't Know. So we got some real superstars in the chat room. Real superstars. Tomorrow on Matt Alvarez's show, I'm going to do some interesting stuff because I'm going to make a statement on this show. He's not going to be like, what? Are you serious? Well, yeah. I'm going to say it tomorrow on his show, I'm going to say something. Probably going to get a lot of attention, but I don't care because I feel like saying some stuff. And Matt's also going to be singing some songs for you guys. So check out his show tomorrow, 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 Pacific, live on this network, blogtalkradio.com/NDVmedia2. He's not going to say no. We'll make him. Anyways, I know you're excited, but guess what? You might have school tomorrow, so you better be hoping that you have school tomorrow. Anyways, I'm going to go into some WWE Network, and I'm telling you right now, whoever is doing this crazy text in the chat room, I can't read it, so. Anyways, I don't know where I'm going with this, but like I said, sometimes we get some surprises. Like I said, and Matt Alvarez, you keep saying, I'm going to make a statement on your show tomorrow, right? She's not going to be listening. What are you talking about? Anyway, I feel like we're just going off on a tangent here. But, I go from one promotion to another. And like I said, I always got something up my sleeves. I always do. The ace is always in the hole. Or eight aces in the card. And here's my surprise. You know, people want to surprise me. So I have, we talked about indie wrestling feds, and one fed that I'm extremely excited to see come back, and it's going to be May 25th, Eastern PA, sold out. Chikara Pro returns after a hiatus, 9 months hiatus. I am excited as all hell. Should be saying that word, family friendly. But representing Chikara, we're bringing on the show one-third of the Batiri, and that is Cobalt.
Salutations, humans.
I've been watching you guys since you guys debuted. You guys were brought in by the one and only Sinbo D / Pizarni, whatever, who actually I just read on somewhere online that he retired. So I don't know if that was due to the fact that you guys beat him up or whatever, but, just stating the fact that,
there's no way that he's retired.
The only way that he's going to be retired is when I put him in the grave.
Well, like I said, you guys have been putting on a lot of good stuff, and you guys, May 25th, Chikara returns. Like I said, the floor is yours for whatever you need to get off your chest, in regards to this whole Condor security shutting down Chikara, doing all types of negative stuff, and taking away something that, you know, deep down we all love. And, if you want to go into, maybe talk a little bit about it.
I think we did a really special thing in Chikara over this last year. You know, we stopped doing shows, and we told this great story about, you know, how the company's been fallen, and all the heroes from Chikara have been scattered. And little by little, the places that they now found a home in were destroyed. And all the seven heads of the evilness that used to linger in Chikara that the heroes had to fight all the time. They brought their heads back, and now they united the heroes once again. The heroes have to unite to fight the seven heads of evil, the Chikara's old ghost from the past. And it's just crazy how
what we could do in the wrestling.
And just to tell a story that hasn't been told before, the way it hasn't been told before. And, of course, you know, you're going to get a lot of negativity, but, you know, at the end of the day, we sold out without even introducing one match. We didn't announce one match for 525. And we just don't take it to standing room only.
I mean, and like you said, you didn't even announce a match, but let's be real with each other. You didn't even announce one person that's going to be on the show, and you sold out.
Yeah, a lot of people think this whole thing, what are they doing? They're going to fail. Look at the Wrestling Is promotions. They failed, and people are snickering and turning their head and laughing. But who's laughing now? Because we are sold out instantly. Within less than 2 weeks, we've been sold out.
Right, right. I mean, that's it's pretty much a big feat. I mean, a big honor to have is that you don't have to, you don't even have to worry about people. People are going to be there, and no matter what you put on, people. If like they said, they've always said this. If you build it, people will come. Don't know where that quote's from, but. You know, like I said, that pretty much goes very well with Chikara, is that you can build it, you can put a product on, and people will be there. But
the quote is from Field of Dreams. Haven't you seen that movie?
How do you not know where the quote came from?
You know, I'm gonna say this right now, and I have you on, and I surprised a lot of people, but I think there's a certain person in this chat room, and I might just have to buy one of your mystery bags, but so one of the people in the chat room is a teacher. Oh, now she's saying she loves you. But before she was talking about the snow and how she gets off of school tomorrow. But I've just been informed that I actually looked online, so it must be true, that you're actually the new superintendent. They actually hired the first. They hired a goblin to be the superintendent of her school. So I think you need to make the announcement that I want to hear, is that she has school tomorrow. So go right ahead and make that announcement.
What the hell is a superintendent? Is that like a Super Nintendo? Is that something similar? You got school tomorrow, so don't be late.
Well, I'm going to say this right now. I mean, I think with you starting to sing, I don't think you can stop now. I think and I'm known for doing that. I mean, hell, on this show, months ago, I made the one and only Steve the Turtle Weiner sing certain songs, and it wasn't my choice, but it was, he really wanted to, he wanted to sing. He was looking for a date to some type of event, but, he wanted to show off his singing ability. So I was thinking, live on the show, we get a sing off. I'm not gonna sing, but we can pretend that I sang, but you can sing for us.
I'd rather not.
Well, that's not nice.
Well, you kind of put me on a spider. What are you just expecting to start singing? You didn't give me a tone. You don't have a beat.
Well,
you
know
have nothing for me.
I think you should sing. Yeah, well, I'll give you a song. I think you should sing. I believe I can fly. I think you should sing that.
I believe
because
you can
fly
out the window if you keep trying to make me sing. How about that? I know where you live. I'll come down there to the RCN Center and grab you by your scalp. And make sure that you never
I'm gonna have to chill out for a second. If you're not gonna do that for me, then I want you to okay. So recently, and again, people in the chat room, they wanna talk about certain things. But okay, Batista has recently for that WWE promotion, has recently been spotted wearing tight jeans, okay? Now, you as a goblin, okay. What is your thoughts on tight jeans?
I cannot wear tight jeans. I don't wear jeans anyway, but I can't wear tight pants. Because, you see, I'm built so weird. Like, I have short legs. My legs are, like, 30 inches long. But my butt is, like, 48 inches wide. So it's really weird. You know, I need to... And my waist is only 27 inches. So it's like...
You know, I got to get a thin waist and a long and a short leg.
But a big butt. So it just makes me look weird. It looks like my crotch is down by my ankles or something.
I'm pretty much told that you should try tight jeans. Dan, why? People are posting this in the chat room. But like I said, I think they need if they want to make fun of you or do things you don't want to do, I think you need to send them a really gross mystery bag that you can find. At where?
TheBatiri.com. B-A-T-I-R-I.
And you can also purchase the, I don't know if you can purchase this shirt that I'm actually wearing. Well, I know. Let me actually, this is the first shirt. You know, I think, I'm going to miss something, but I think I have, for all your merchandise, shirt-wise,
as you should.
Well, why don't you tell the listeners, maybe or demand the listeners of this show to go over and buy a bunch of shirts because they should.
It goes without saying. Go to my website, buy something. If not, then a child will die.
Well, that's not nice either. I mean, come on. I don't understand it. Like. And you should be really, really happy that your car is coming back. May 21st, Eastern PA.
Yeah. You can take the evil out of the goblin. We can't take the goblin out of evil or something like that. I don't know. What's the word?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, you do you. And like I said, I don't want to keep you too long. You're a busy man. You have a lot of things to hunt down, and you know, I understand that. So we will let you go. But thank you for calling in and delighting us with some information about Chikara, May 25th. Also, everybody check out TheBatiri.com. Buy a mystery bag, buy a T-shirt, buy anything, or buy it all.
Gotta buy them all! Buy my merch!
And I'm getting a please bring back Cobalt from the chat room as well. And people are saying we want Chikara. Well, this guy put Chikara, looks like it's saying Shakira, Charika, back here in California. So, but thank you for calling in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank you for having me and everyone in the chat room. How do the humans say keep it real? Keep it real or something. Peace.
All right. Oh, that was interesting. That was one of the homie Cobalt from Chikara Pro, and you know, he came on to surprise people. Actually, it was one of my surprises. But I'm actually wearing one of his T-shirts. So I was actually thinking about it. Well, the TheBatiri.com. Give me 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Change. Took something real quick. I like how during the show, I'm like, okay, I like how self-promoted through various social media networks such as Facebook, Twitter, et cetera. And I start, like, sending out the link, okay? And I get just messages back from people. And one of them is actually, actually sent everybody a, whatever, I'm exposing the business, don't care. I expose the business, but exposing the way I do things. So I sent, like, a bunch of people messages, right? And she's probably going to have a laugh because she's in the chat room. And I'm probably going to get a lot of heat for saying this, or a lot, you know, laughter for saying this. But my girlfriend's mom, I'm friends with her on Facebook, whatever. So I was just going down and clicking on everybody. And for some reason or another, I clicked on her name, and I sent her a link to the show, right? So I get a – sorry, Nicole, you're listening – so I get a wow, and, like, I didn't get no message back for, like, a couple minutes, so I'm thinking to myself, she must have listened and was like, oh, my gosh, this guy is horrible. But then I get, hey, have a great Valentine's Day. So I guess that's a good thing. So I didn't get, that wasn't as negative as I thought it was going to be. So, and, you know, we always welcome the one and only guest, 9030. I'm wondering where the one and only DDP is. I really don't understand why he's not in the chat room. I understand he probably is busy or taking care of some things, so that's understandable. Probably one of the biggest fans of... But yeah, that's where I'm going with that. And, I was going to have a call in earlier because of the fact that... My co-host, Lola Diaz, is she's sick, and she couldn't make the show. And we didn't get B-Boy on because of the fact that he had some things to take care of before the show. But y'all want to check out tomorrow's show, Sports Opinion Show, blogtalkradio.com/MDBmedia2, because two is better than one. No, there's no cat fight here. It's just, that's how the things go. And I just got a message from, I don't understand why these people, like, I'm just reading off messages. But, I'm going to some WWE talk here in a second. Just let me pull up my notes here a little bit. Every week I do my notes on my Lenovo tablet. And for all it's worth, okay, and somebody's got to be listening. Maybe push the train here a little bit. I'm probably going to get a little bit of laughter here. But I'm talking to you, WWE Network. I'm talking to you, WWE app. Y'all don't work on Lenovo tablets, okay? I got this tablet here for Christmas, right? And all the other tablets, the iPhones, iPads, all of them, they don't have it, okay? For some reason, Lenovo tablet does not have it. And I know I feel like I said this every week to somebody, whoever will listen. But how idiotic is that? You want to brand out your product to everyone, but yet it doesn't work on one thing. I mean, what if a million people have a Lenovo tablet? I guess you're missing out on a million people. I mean, come on. I mean, I tried downloading ways to, you know. They're like, oh, yeah, here's the one that works. And it was a YouTube. It was all YouTube thing. That's not a Lenovo tablet. It's not compatible. Let's go over some WWE stuff. And watched a little bit of Raw. But I also had to – I was at a buddy's house. Who will be joining us tomorrow on the show? One and only Sports Opinion Show. I was over at Joe Lazzarano's house on Monday watching Raw. And, half Raw, I couldn't watch because, Muttermouth. I love him, he's cool as hell, but, he's a Muttermouth. So I got to listen to him laugh at me and say, oh, Muttermouth. And, no, you are Muttermouth. and whatever. Wow, I am really going off the edge tonight. Let's talk a little bit about the release. Okay, so again, pulling up my notes for all, and I have a couple things to go off of. So here's Raw. Here's some talks about Raw. And I'm not going to go over it SmackDown because it was small. But they had a really good opening segment. And I'm just reading off the stuff that I wrote. So a lot of it's going to be quick notes. But they had a really good opening segment with Orton coming out. They actually did. Triple H came out first after Betty White came out with the Big Show. And this is all out of place because I have, somebody talking to me the whole time. So, basically, Betty White came out, blah, 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 with Big Show. Right after that, Triple H's music hit, which came out with Steph and Ren, came out, blah, 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 started talking about Ren. He wanted to clarify that if Daniel Bryan could defeat Orton last week, that they would consider him the face of WWE. He said the key word was reconsider. And Orton's music hit right after that. They pretty much, Stephanie told Orton to go backstage. And then he apologized to the authority. All of a sudden, Daniel Bryan comes out, talks about how Kane chokes him on SmackDown. And I don't know why people are saying don't jump in the chat room, but it is what it is. But Daniel Bryan came out, and Triple H and Daniel Bryan went at it, and basically Triple H said that, and that he announced that Daniel Bryan would face nobody. He said that in Daniel Bryan's mad state, best thing for him was an NL. So, and the people chanted no. First match of the night was probably one of the most enjoyable matches of the night. It was the Wyatt family of Bray Wyatt, Luke Harper, and Eric Rowan taking on the Brotherhood and Rey Mysterio. And what a match. What a fast-paced match. Everything was great. I enjoyed that match completely. At one point, or the finish came as the Abigail, Sister Abigail, for the win out of nowhere. And I'm glad that he got to see, glad that they tore it up. So next up was Fandango with Summer Rae versus Santino with the most over-annoying person in the whole world, Emma. She is really bad. She's really boring. She's actually not boring, but she comes off really klutzy. That happened. Christian Sheamus wrestled Antonio, or now they're calling him Cesaro, and Jack Swagger. And that was a very good match. Sheamus and Christian had the victory with that match. Alberto Del Rio wrestled Dolph Ziggler, and Del Rio made short work of Ziggler. After the match, Batista came out. He actually had the arm breaker on Ziggler. Batista ran down, blah, 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 speared Del Rio. Then he beat him up. He ran him into the ring steps, and Batista bombed him, Del Rio, through a table. So that happened. Then there was a video later on that introduced the one and only Amy Dumas Lita as the newest member of the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2014. They also announced that yesterday, or a couple days ago, that the WWE Network will be hosting the Hall of Fame live. So pretty good thing there. But next up was the Usos taking on Ryback and Curtis Axel. And the New Age Outlaws were sitting on commentary all of a sudden after the Usos beat Curtis Axel and Ryback, Atlas stood up, and Billy Gunn just started playing up to having an upset stomach and ran backstage, and that was pretty hilarious. One of those Betty White pulled a prank on them. Next up, Dean Ambrose had an open challenge, and the person that accepted his open challenge was Mark Henry. Mark Henry defeated Dean Ambrose, but by disqualification. And the Wyatt family came out, and they did a good promo with them. Cameron and the Bella Twins with Ava Marie took on AJ Lee, Alicia Fox with Tamina, and Oksana. And Cameron and the Bell Twins defeated AJ Lee and Alicia Fox and Oksana. And then Randy Orton wrestled John Cena in a better match than Royal Rumble. But it made kind of Orton look horrible because he took the loss. But we'll see. I still think he's going to win the Elimination Chamber, Orton, that is. So we will see how that pans out for Elimination Chamber. And like I said, SmackDown's tomorrow. It's just the way it is, and gonna really do something a little different here tonight. Right now, we're gonna take another commercial break. So I don't really do this, but kind of should be regrouping. I'm gonna play a song, and that's all I'm gonna do. So. And we are back here live on blogtalkradio.com/ not the end. blogtalkradio.com/NDBmedia2, because two is better than one in all situations. Early on, we had the one and only Maven Bentley representing Combat Zone Wrestling. We had some good talk over the CZW 15-year anniversary show. We talked about some stuff going on for March. Then just a little bit ago, we had on the one and only from the Batiri, Cobalt. So that was an interesting time. We talked about May 25th, Chikara Pro in Easton, Pennsylvania. That is going to be one hell of a show. However, I will not be attending that show. More on that later on the show. More later on in a couple of weeks. But I really don't understand where I'm going to be able to sit, because the fact that it's standing one moment, and I'm not a fan of standing during a wrestling show. That's besides the point. It's not even being lazy. That's just comfortable, and I have to be comfortable wrestling shows. But and it's not really the battle of the shows. I don't understand what "oh, you didn't know" is understanding, because of the fact that when I go on the Sports Dependent show, listeners rise. Okay, so when people want to talk about that, I can just say that, you know, check out that show, though. He got some good stuff. We brought on Shaquille Barrett a couple weeks ago. I have on blogtalkradio.com/NDBmedia2. I'm really, you know, kind of out there with wrestling talk. I'm not going to throw it out there, but if one of the people in the chat room want to call in, maybe Matt Alvarez wants to join the show, give me a call. Oh, well, you know, surprises for tomorrow, but, you know, with the 6 to 8 inches coming tomorrow, the snow might catch us all. We're not be able to no go anywhere. But if Matt wants to call in tomorrow, call in right now at 347-637-2306 and be the man that's going to call in. And maybe we can do a little sports opinion preview. I don't know. Sounds good. I'm going to go over some stuff for WWE, some things that we're going to talk about. How about this news? WWE news. HBO has picked up the series Ballers that stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Johnson plays Spencer Strathmore, a retired athlete, and the cast includes Omar Benson Miller, John David Washington, son of Denzel Washington, and Rob Corddry. Johnson and fellow actor Mark Wahlberg are executive producers. HBO has an impressive history with its original series. Apparently it's going to be a Sunday night, so we'll see about that. How about this? We'll read some news. Steve Austin recently has offered some strong advice to younger talent in WWE, and he said John Cena would love to be challenged for the top spot. And Austin quotes, Austin is saying, "Let me tell you something, there ain't nobody holding nobody down in WWE," Austin said. "Now, it's true that the powers to be do not believe in certain people. It's up to that talent to make management believe in them and give them a push. There's a pretty thin roster of talent in that locker room. There's a lot of guys and gals, but when you talk about the cream of the crop, you're talking about the best. Vince McMahon will let anybody be a star that has potential to be a star. John Cena wants different dance partners. Triple H would love a different dance partner. Randy Orton would love to have a different dance partner. Daniel Bryan would love a different dance partner. CM Punk, if he comes back, would love a different dance partner. So, hey, man, the door's wide open. The ceiling is unlimited. I hear that all the time, man. John Cena is the top dog," he says. "He would love for someone to be in contention for that top dog status because he's an alpha male. He's a competitive cat, and he wants to battle it out and fight for his job. All he does is keep going up and down in the road, doing his best, giving him his all in the ring, and that's all you can ask from the WWE superstar. All the cats I just mentioned are working their asses off and doing their deal. It's got to be up to the talent coming up to make some noise, not to be afraid and to go out on a limb and take a chance. You cats in the back, who listen to my show in the back, do something. Wake somebody up, grab that fucking business that you company, that company by the throat and say, hey, motherfucker, I want to push. The sky is the limit, cat. Listen, you can listen to that full podcast, but I talked to Steve Austin stuff, and it was actually a quote online, so podcast1.com/Steve, or, you know, /Steve/Austin/show. He was backstage in Raw on Monday in Raw. Sorry, I just got a message from somebody on Facebook. Apparently, WWE.com is going to be posting a new WWE new weekly vlog series, Life of WWE Superstar Wife. That's debuted on WWE.com. The show stars Brandi Rhodes, the wife of Cody Rhodes. This week features Brandi and Cody at an amusement park. You can see the video at WWE.com/videos. Apparently, it shows Cody at a character. She's also in NXT as Eden Styles, but I'm back on the air. I don't know what happened there, but I was trying to get on. I was having an issue here. But give me 1 second. Hey, so we do have a caller, and it is the one of those guys that is, I've helped over the years over on the Sports Opinion Show, the one and only Matt Alvarez. What's going on, Matt?
Well, first I have to say, Eric, hello, lady.
Hey, well, excuse me, but one of them is my girlfriend, okay?
I know that.
Okay.
You don't get all...
Matt. Okay, I'm just going to let you know one thing, okay? Okay. When you're on the phone with me, or even on the air, it don't even matter. Matt, tonight, it's your night. Okay? It's your night to make yourself a superstar. And even though it might be a little bit out of league, we're going to save the singing. We're not going to wait any longer. Matt, tonight, you got to get your birthday wishes out. So there's going to be somebody in the chat room or somebody listening out there that has a birthday, and they have been wondering for months. They've been asking me, can we get Matt Alvarez to call to do a birthday gift? I mean, I'm getting people offering me close to $2,000 for you to sing them happy birthday. They want you to sing happy birthday to them so bad. So, I mean, it's not the Sports Opinion Show, but it is the second episode on MDB Media of the Golden Cravat. So I think for all the people in the chat room, I think you need to sing happy birthday to everybody. Because you missed out on happy birthday singing, of course. I think you do it the best. You are the best in the world at singing happy birthday. So I think on this show tonight, for the people in the chat room, I think you need to sing the happy birthday song.
Oh, gee. Eric, you're never going to live this down, are you?
No. And there's somebody's birthday tomorrow, so
You have to sing the birthday song tonight. You're live on this the Golden Cravat Wrestling Radio Show. And don't take this as a don't take this as a hazing incident. It's just, you know, people want to hear you say happy birthday. So go ahead and you know, on the count of three, you don't want to let anybody down. Sports Opinion Show tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. See, I've been promoting your show pretty much 5 or 6 times. Okay. And I'm going to be honest with you, tomorrow, probably going to promote my show about 10 times. But, Matt, it's time. It's time to unleash the singing voice that we all know you have.
Hold on a second, Eric. let me try and figure this out, okay? Is there any way possible? Oh man, I can't even say what I'm gonna say with a straight face either. No, actually, no, I can. I can say it with a straight face. Is there any way possible that we can work some type of deal out here? How about I pay you an extra million every week?
Oh!
On my show,
Matt.
And no singing.
Okay. Nah,
ever
you know what? Nah, screw it. Nah. I'm gonna bring it up. Okay, I'm gonna bring it up. But Matt, I have a bunch of checks here that I wasn't gonna bring up. But you want to talk about money, okay? Matt, I have all these back checks from you, right? And every time I go to the bank to actually cash them, they look at me and laugh and throw balloons in my face. How would that make you feel, Matt? They throw confetti and they think I'm a clown when I hand them checks of up to $575,000. I should be rich right now. I should be coasting. I should be on my own boat. I should have the Eric Williams Express, okay? But honestly, that's not happening. That doesn't happen. So Matt, you owe me, okay? So, on the count of three, for all those checks that you need to say happy birthday, or else,
Eric Williams,
one,
I think you're just playing a game.
Two, if you know what's best for business, you will say happy birthday right now. You're live on the Sports Opinion Show. Excuse me. Well, from the Sports Opinion Show,
no,
right
no,
now.
No. You screwed up. You called this the Sports Opinion Show. That is my show. This is the Golden Cravat Wrestling Radio Show, correct?
Well, good. I'm glad that you just said that, because guess what? I'm going to insert that into a clip. This is the Golden Cravat Wrestling Radio Show, which brings me a good point. I want to cut some ideas. Just have to say. So, you know what? Sorry I cut you off there. But you were just about to sing, and I cut you off. So I apologize for that. Go ahead. Keep going.
This will be the one and only time you will hear this on the Golden Cravat Wrestling Show for Eric Williams.
There's somebody out there needs a birthday. They're listening. I'm telling you right now. So on the count of three, one, two.
Go warm up. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Whose birthday is it, Eric? You didn't even give me a name.
How about we'll say Amber?
What
Whatever.
Kind of host doesn't... Okay, we'll just make up a name. Happy birthday, dear Amber. Happy birthday to you. That's from Eric Williams.
Okay, I'm dead. Just so you know.
What?
I'm dead. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm dead. Just
You're
saying.
Dead, man.
Okay, Matt, that was great. Matt, I think I need to start paying you. But anyway, the Sports Opinion Show and the Golden Cravat here live on blogtalkradio.com/NDBmedia2, because two is better than one. That needs to be something. That needs to be somewhere in audio. That needs to be some type of, like, commercial. because two is better than one. In a dark Darth Vader voice. Pretty hilarious. Well, anyway. Matt,
anyway.
Real quick, WrestleMania is coming up this April, and I really don't understand. Okay, you know, we'll talk about this tomorrow on the show. Whatever, it's understandable. You know, more wrestling talk, the better. But I really don't understand where they're going with The Undertaker. Okay, they recently announced that February 24th that they're returning with The Undertaker. The Undertaker's coming back. And there's been a lot of speculation into some of the matches that Undertaker could be possibly seeing. I mean, we've seen so many outlines of WrestleMania cards with guys in there with Undertaker, such as a Sheamus or such as a Daniel Bryan even in there. And I've even seen a few that have said The Undertaker would be wrestling his brother Kane. But the one that has really been put out there the most, and I really think it's the scariest possibility, because I don't really think that he would be able to go with Undertaker. But that is the one and only Brock Lesnar.
So you're saying that they want
which
Brock
one do
Lesnar
you think goes into that match? And I'm pretty much going to leave it at that, because I do have another surprise that I will be having call in any minute. So who do you think goes against
who do I think goes against The Undertaker at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Well, I think the person that truly deserves to go against The Undertaker should be the guy that's no longer there anymore.
And that is?
That is the best in the world, CM Punk.
Actually, I didn't really think about that match. I didn't think about that one bit. So that's a good idea. I like that. But we'll see what happens. Like I said, thank you for calling in. And I will talk to you tomorrow live on the Sports Opinion Show.
Wait. Hold on. You said we needed to plug the show, so here's what we're going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow on the Sports Opinion Show, you got to tune in, because Eric Williams, have you ever been mistreated or people talk behind your back?
Ha! I think you stole this from my Facebook status last night, but
no, I didn't.
Oh, wow. That's actually funny.
Because tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear clear, and I have proof, because I have audio proof of what the idiots, namely, well, JBL and Jerry Lawler joined in before Raw went on the air, but they were disrespecting the fans, not thinking that any of us would find out about it. You'll hear the audio clip tomorrow on the show. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay. Well, I will talk to you tomorrow. And thank you. You just keep chatting away in the chat room. Keep that chat room moving.
Yes, that's what I like to do. Keep the chat room moving.
Okay, thank you, man.
Talk to you tomorrow, Eric.
Yep, bye.
Bye.
That was the one and only Matt Alvarez. But I'm going to say this right now. Let me borrow that top. That is the most annoying text I've ever seen in my life. And guess what? What I just did to you earlier, I'm kind of a little revenge, whatever. Like I said earlier, I'm dead. I'm pretty much dead. Okay?
because I've done a lot of dumb stuff. Yeah, and it's sad that CM Punk is gone, but yeah, we got some okay, so the text that she, you know, she hasn't texted, you know, she hasn't put anything. Well, anyway. Revenge is sweet, Matt, but guess what? I know how to play that game. That's fine. That's pretty much that. She gave me a stun. I'd probably laugh at her. Okay. Because I don't see that happening. And she wants a Valentine's Day present, so. That's, that's not going to happen either. Because of the fact that, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to go ahead and promote a show that I might be attending February 22nd. Might be attending it. It all depends on work, like I said. These fucking indie wrestling shows. But it's, she's kind of a surprise. Not really a surprise for me, but a surprise for her, who I might be taking because of the fact that it's not going to happen now that I think about it. But, the next time that Bret Hart is in the area for Pro Wrestling Syndicate, I think I might just take a certain somebody to see him. Because I was going to say February 22nd, but she's not going to be available, so it's not going to work. But, February 22nd in Jersey. Pro Wrestling Syndicate, Edison Hotel, Edison, New Jersey, one-on-one for the PWS Championship, Bonesaw. The champion takes on the former champion, yours truly, Alex Reynolds. The match that you won't see anywhere else is Colt Cabana versus Chris Hero. That should be good, very good match. A suicidal six-way title match, the Drunken Swashbuckler versus the Spirit Dragon Shinron versus Matt McIntosh versus Brian XL versus CPA versus Cobra Commander. The Lone Rangers take on the Heavenly Bodies with GMC in a former partners collide in a tables match. The Big Deal, Craig Steele versus Hollywood Joe Hardway. Four-way bombshells match. Missy Sampson, who was the bombshell champion, takes on Mickie James, Angelina Love, and La Rosa Negra. And a 30-man on the spot title shot rumble. 30-man overtop Royal Rumble where the winner can challenge for the PWS title anytime. Entrant number one will be Dan Moff. Entrant number 30 will be Starman. This show also has a bunch of people going for the meet and greet. Bret Hart will be there. Mickey James. Angelina Love. The Blue Meanie. Chris Hero. And that's going to be at the Edison Hotel, February 22nd. More information, ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. I don't understand why I keep getting I told you to delete it. I'm not talking about anything getting deleted. I'm just talking about that you pretty much got a birthday song to you. So, it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny to say even your birthday, and guess what? I tricked Matt into believing it was a birthday day. Well, anyway, that's besides the point. What song do you love? You know, now I don't understand them. Like, now all of a sudden I can see these texts, and, like, for the whole time I couldn't see the text. So, yeah. Well, how about, like, you thank me because I deserve it. And I think I deserve a thank you. So write that as your end. Well, they do call me Mr. Eagle for a reason, so it doesn't matter. But, I don't understand this song. This is like the war. I guess got kicked off again for the second time. Not even third time. Third time. Wow. But I'm gonna let this get off the show a little bit early tonight. Just you know, we kind of went almost close to 2 hours, but really you know, kind of all out of time. So. But yeah, I'm gonna get off this place, and like I said, thank you for tuning in, and I will check you out next week, same time, same place, 9 p.m. We got the one and only referee from Chicago, Bryce Rensburg, coming on the show next week, and but yeah, that's what I got next week, same time. Yeah, we got that. So thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you all there next week. Good night.
Yo, this is the New Age Plus with B-Boy.
This is Chris Marshall.
I am Danny Danger.
Hey, guys, it's B.W. Anderson.
I am the purchase for a new Cosmos.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Tracy Smothers.
This is Mr. Wrestling, and you're listening to the Golden Cravat Wrestling Show.
This is the Combat Zone Wrestling Owner, hilarious DJ Hodge.
This is Rob Dan Dam.
Wrestling fans, this is Indie Superstar Cage.
This is Dave Meltzer.
Yo, what's up? This is Eddie Kingston, last of the Dying Breed, and you're listening to the Golden Cravat Wrestling Radio Show.